thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Yeah, Nat?
Yeah, Nat?
Always. I can give two people an hour rest, or one person 2 hours of rest. Let's
see. Do I have any healing letter?
I need healed. I'm down 16.
I haven't written down that I cast any healing letter.
I don't think so.
I am down a whole lot.
Even Mel have any?
She does.
I'm down like 96%.
Druid have to sleep 6 hours to get spells back still, right?
4 for first and second, 6 for third and fourth, 8 for fifth and sixth, 10 for seventh.
One more.
Nap plus 2.
Right, but we could just use
nap only works
8 hours rest on me.
8.
I only need 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but we think about the 6 level spell you get us.
None of us got that. None of us
got
that.
Anyway,
yeah.
You sleep for 1 hour. Under the effect of the nap, you get the effect of 8 hours sleep.
Yes.
But you can't use the other 4 hours. So.
What?
That's an hour, though.
What?
If we both use our sleeping hour of rest on me, then I can sleep for 5 hours.
Good creepy guy.
Don't.
No, no, you sleep 1 hour, you get 8. Now you sleep 10 minutes, you get an hour and a half.
You told me an hour of rest is 1 minute for 1 hour.
It's a spell.
Oh, no, I was talking about the nap. So you're talking about not using the nap at all.
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm going to rotate, so I can throw any spells I want.
Yeah, use your hour of rest on me.
Okay, you want 2 hours of rest? Because I got 2.
Yeah, I need 2. Well, I guess I don't need 2.
One, two, three.
Okay.
I have 3 for life. I am down like 96%.
Okay.
So I don't have any other healer.
So, Ephemel, she says before you cast your light.
I got. I do Goodberry.
Let me do.
I'm 7th level.
I think you're 7. Anyway, before you do that, I can help some who are, if there are some amongst you who are severely injured.
Oh, I am. Yeah, me too.
All of us are.
I hold out my poo-poo.
My poo-poo.
59.
Okay.
That's the 6. We're answering. Looked pretty good with the data. At least we're just saying. I'm pretty decent.
I'm so happy I don't have to work tomorrow.
Nice.
Me too.
The deserted island sits silently.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. I do not like the sound effect, just so you know. I do not agree with this.
We're going to drag the bed.
You're sleeping in Ogrim's Mountain, okay? There's probably a lich right next door.
Really? Oh, man.
You just walk it past the
door. Experience time.
Oh, sorry, I'm just working out my pronunciation. Sorry. I'm trying to learn to project more.
I was practicing my evil monologue.
Sorry, I'm just getting ready.
Trying to say it from my chest. He opens his cloak. His chest goes, time to die.
I'm just getting ready for
We
words.
Believe you. We believe you.
Okay, so who is the worst off physically?
I'm just getting ready
for I only have 5.
Okay, so definitely Xavier.
I'm only down 62 off of 42. No, 16 off of 42. So
you're pretty bad as well, actually.
What are they?
Okay, so.
Anything better than chainmail is better than that. Plate mail is 2 ranks better than
that. What's
that? That's the problem.
Yeah.
you rather run or die?
Okay, so EPML brings Xavier and how many points is, what's your percentage down?
Tell you what.
About
first good set of
75.
Plate mail or
okay, which is worse than Beyond, correct?
Beyond is down 66% exactly.
Okay.
But Beyond is also down some in terms.
Right, Arzuri?
Very injured.
Maybe two.
It's been dead.
Okay.
For what? That bugs?
All right, so he's she brings Xavier and Azuri over to a stand that sits against the wall that's kind of like just an arch stand that sits against the wall. On it is a small, it appears to be a jewelry box. The front of the, turn it down. The front of it, three doors fold on hinges, like kind of like a room partition. And so she grabs the little handle and she pulls it out. And then she casts a spell that takes 6 seconds. And Azuri, Xavier, and herself are shrunk down to be about like 3 inches tall, standing on the table in front of the chest.
Thank you. This is awkward.
And then, I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He said useless.
Anyway, and then she takes your hands and she steps into the box. I assume you go with her.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. All right.
When the door closes, you arrive on a desert island that sits silently in the vast expanses of the ocean, sandy shores untouched by human presence. Palm trees sway gently in the tropical breeze, casting dancing shadows on the pristine white beaches. The crystal clear waters surrounding the island shimmer with hues of turquoise and deep blue, teeming with colorful fish and marine life. The island is a tranquil haven, a paradise of untouched natural beauty. The soothing lullaby of waves caressing the shore and gentle rustle of palm fronds. There is a strong breeze coming from your right. You see rugged cliffs rising majestically above the part of the island that's ahead of you to the left. And she then turns and begins to cast a spell. I assume you're not reacting in any negative way.
Okay.
I am just looking around very cautiously.
Okay. She reaches out and gently caresses Xavier's cheek. And you are down one hit point off max.
Nice.
Okay. What is she getting out of? Do we know?
His name, it's an elven demigod that you were not familiar with. It's not a demigod, it's a lesser god. She's a demigod.
Right. Yeah.
And it's Elvereth is his name.
Yes, yeah, play with your own.
Okay. Anyway, then she turns to cast a spell on you.
Roll for this second.
Don't touch me. Yeah.
Okay. And you are down one hit point off max.
Dude, I like this lady.
Okay. And then she says, it's a short walk to the portal back. Follow me.
Okay.
You walk about 100 yards and you arrive next to a waterfall that falls into a deep pool of blue. And she motions to the other side. You can see there's a path that winds around the pond that's at the bottom of the waterfall. And next to the waterfall, there is a kind of basically like a stone alcove. And in the center of it, you can see a little wooden box like the one that was on the table. At the edge of the pond, she makes a like a swishing motion and all of her clothes disappear and she dives in the water and she's swimming across instead of walking the path.
Boop, I gotta move.
Okay. So are you following the path around or are you swimming?
Xavier will swim too.
Okay.
Not knowing where we are, I think it applies to where the same way she is.
Okay, so you're swimming as well?
However, do not take my clothes off.
Okay. It's slower going.
Yeah. Only doggy paddle.
When you see 30. That's all I know how to do is doggy paddle.
Yeah, okay.
I even wrote that on my character
sheet. It's only about 40 yards, so you'll get there eventually.
Yeah, the only thing I know how to do is doggy
paddle. Walking would take about 3 minutes. Doggy paddle will take 8 to 10. So, okay.
Follow. All right.
Actually, she'll probably come back and pull you because she didn't want to wait that long. So she comes back and grabs on you and drags you across. Is our hurry swim?
Yeah, he's not a particularly strong swimmer, but...
Okay, stronger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you cross the other side. The two of you are thoroughly soaked. And then you... She pulls you out. As she steps up, she motions with a hand, and her... She is dry, and her clothing reappears. The sun was shining down on her as if it was a personal favor for a moment. Then she steps up three shallow stone steps to in front of the box, and she opens the folding doors on the box. It seems to be identical to the one that is in her chamber. She turns around and motions for the two of you to join her nearer to the table.
Okay.
She casts a brief spell, and you're shrunk down to 3 inches tall, standing on the table in the alcove, in the shade. And then she grabs each of you by the hand and steps into the chest, closes it behind her, and then you're in the chest for just a few seconds. The door opens, you step out onto the table, and you're enlarged back into the room. So they are gone for about 10 minutes total. When they step back out onto the floor of the room, they look fully healed, but wet.
While they're gone, I'm like checking out the contraption that they just walked into.
Okay. Basically, it looks like a jewelry box, flat on the top. It's made of a hint of red to it, but basically a brown wood is hand carved. The front of it has doors that go like this, like a room partition. You pull a little knob over here and it moves all three doors out of the way. And they are currently closed as you look at it. But you can see a faint light coming from behind the glass. It's frosted glass, very delicate craftsmanship. Sits on the table. There is a doily under it on the table. It's about a foot in diameter and round. The table is actually semicircular. It comes out from the wall like that. Like a buffet, if you're familiar with a buffet type piece of furniture.
I'm familiar with the semicircular
table. That'll work, yep. Okay. There is a potted plant that is on the bottom of the table as well. It's green, some kind of... flat leaf plant. Do you have herbology or herbalism?
I have alchemy, that's it.
Okay, so I mean, you're familiar with those kinds of plants, but you don't know the name of that one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Anything else you want to do? Open it, climb in it.
I'm not meddling.
Okay. Not tempted. All right. And then...
should have took FaZe with
them. About 10 minutes, and they're back. Yeah, FaZe is just laying over in the corner dead. Okay.
Oh, I think Connor's has some healing. Tyree isn't healing right yet.
All right. So, Azuri and Xavier are back and fully healed, but they're wet.
Yeah.
And then she offers to cure Sirius for the remainder of her healing.
I have a cure light available as well.
Does she do natural healing?
She does not.
Boo boo.
Form a line in front of the cleric healer.
Healing 2 is 2d3.
I'm down over a quarter of my hit points.
I'm
only 16 off of max.
It just shows that y'all are bad at protecting me. It's the party caster.
Okay, who else needs natural healing?
It was pretty knocked down, drag out for a hot minute there.
I wouldn't mind some healing, but...
Jake is injured. He's down about a third. FaZe is dead.
3 points.
And an elf.
Jake... 4 points.
Jake should be fine. I restored him. But I think it was during the fight.
Yeah, I think I had him as taking about a third of his points after that. Which is not too bad. 15 to 20.
Anyone else still hurt? Are you still hurt?
I'm hurt, yeah. I'm down 16.
Looks like I have 2 boosts left. Sorry. I do have healing.
You get 6 points back. And then
cast some boosts around.
I'll use two boosts. You're healing most people, right?
I am healing.
Working out, so give myself a boost. One!
That's awesome. I love it.
Give myself another boost. My last one. Five! Yeah!
We are sleeping!
Well, says, sometimes it does interfere with my sleep when I stay here, so sometimes I go elsewhere.
Well, Jason recovered 4 points.
Have you ever spoken with management?
And then...
The walls are 10 foot thick in every direction. I'm not sure it's physical.
I don't...
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
There's probably someone who needs healing more than me. I'm down how much?
55, 56.
I thought you
got
it. Back up.
Oh, is that
what Xavier did? Yeah, I forgot that resurrect power earlier. She really likes them.
Okay, anyway, so she'll work on...
I have Sonora's healing, too. I've never used it.
She's going to work on healing your move. You do natural healing on him, though?
Yeah. Sonora's
okay, so... 10?
That doesn't happen.
10.
I'm ready to prove it, buddy.
Sonora's. 6. And 9.
I'm down 21.
Closer. Things can't help. He did.
Alright, you're traveling with a demigod and you don't have enough healing.
3?
What's your minimum? Less than 3.
What'd you say?
So we're traveling with a demigod and you don't have enough healing.
We got that guy outside.
Okay, so you've been here about 20 minutes total, doing the healing, getting ready, whatever, realizing you got to get to sleep soon. You're going to get the full like benefit of your nap anyway. And there is a gong, and the door is barred like a, it's basically like a cross piece cage door, so it's not like this. It's every 6 inches up and every 6 inches this way. And she goes and pushes the curtain back and looks to see who it is. There's somebody at the door. And she says, no, I don't think so. And then she closes the door. And then she comes back. And she says that one of the locals heard that FaZe was dead. And they're willing to trade a ring of regeneration for his body. But I told him no. I thought that was unethical. I don't know if you're going to want to try to bring your friend back to life or not, but I wouldn't go trading him for magic items, of course.
Are you selling it?
Very stand up of you.
Okay. If we're in for the night, I'm going to place a glyph of warding on the door.
Thank you.
And then I suggest we get some rest. I will give you the command phrase to have access to go in and out if you wish.
No, it's more of a, if it's an explosive glyph, I don't want to be an explosive.
Oh, no, I don't use explosive glyphs.
Okay.
It's too chaotic, too risky.
This one just kills you.
Classic.
Is there a privy in your chambers?
Yes, there is.
Oh, good.
It's right there in the corner. It's a chicken pot. I get pooped in front of everyone.
That's where the phase is sitting.
I'm going to crap on my old character. Literally.
It's more like an outhouse in the next room type thing. Okay. So unless anyone objects, we're going to do the math. Nap, take an hour. Everyone gets healing as if you had slept 6 hours. Those of you who are napped, how many people can you nap at this point?
2 hours of rest.
Your level.
Me and eight others.
Two, four.
Oh wait, no, it's just eight.
Okay.
I always mix that up.
Somebody's gonna have to be on watch, right?
Correct.
No, let's go.
You don't need a nap phase now. So yeah, you can nap all the casters for sure. And then
someone's
gonna have to watch during the nap. And then
I can go on the nap. I'll be willing to watch everyone while
they're getting ready and stuff. Okay, that's fine. So Jake will stay out of the nap, and then he'll
I'll go
to sleep after people are done and sleep 6 hours.
I'll just take basically watch for the rest of the night.
I just need 5 hours, 15 minutes plus a nap.
Because a nap is the equivalent of 8 hours of rest, right?
Correct.
As I say, we had all these removed curses. We gave you a try. So.
And you still could in the morning. You're going right. You're meeting her right outside his room.
I'm getting rid of it and replacing it with spells to keep myself alive.
If you wanted to, you could push for before the nap. It'd just take time. You'd say we're gonna go do it right before this. Like it took you about 5 minutes to walk here. So that is an option.
We're doing it now.
Is if you do it while they were getting
healed. Yeah, we're doing.
We'll just go do it now, and then we'll.
No, they were gone 10 minutes total, and by that time, others were doing other things. So, and plus, you wouldn't want to send your two casters in the room with Ogryn by themselves without serious support.
That's the worst thing. Yeah.
Or without some bedbug spray.
Just don't go under the bed.
That's what. Apparently, that's what Azuri has. He has a ring of bedbug spray.
Yeah. Zuri's pest control.
in Elven, it's a great
thing. Okay, so is that what we're trying to do?
Yeah.
So even Mel says we can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going
to
expedite that. So you leave with even Mel, you go back to the room, you get Strova's attention, she agrees for you to come in. You go in the room. Who's casting the remove curse?
I think we're going to try to tandem do it. So
okay,
he'll start casting first. I will try to time it to where.
Okay, so roll spellcraft -4.
Okay. 9. That's my third 9 on skill check. Made it by one.
Okay.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
And so you
Actually, have a moment.
You timed it almost perfectly. I mean, you think it's going off at the same time, basically.
Okay.
Change this real quick.
Basically, as soon as he stops saying, "Oh, great Hermes, thank you for this opportunity," and then once he starts actually casting the spell, I start. He's only 2 seconds.
The praying is casting the spell.
That's how it works for me too.
Okay, so you cast spells, both go off at the same time. So they work differently, obviously. So Theon is entreating Hermes to intervene and remove the curse. However, it has been placed as a relic, just to kind of to bless to undo a curse, basically. Whereas the remove curse of the magic user is literally trying to disassemble the curse and release it into, it'll still have its identity, but release it into non-pointed at the target, okay? Yes,
a two-pronged attack. A two-pronged attack.
Yes, and so both of you can roll percentile dice. Low.
Wait.
Depends on what level the person was who placed the curse.
Higher than me, that's
good. Well, if he's 2 levels higher than me, you fail.
Nope, I don't have anything that can make the reroll.
Okay, so this is what happens. There doesn't appear to have any effect on the curse, however, some information is gained. Okay?
We're going to facilitate it this way just to cover the interest of time. But Brunson realizes that the actual supply, the energy of the curse is out of reach. Like you strike at it with to try to sever it, but it feels like the spell doesn't actually reach it. And then Theon realizes that there is a curse here, but the curse is not actually physically on his body. It is on something that is also his body that is distant from his body. So he's being affected by the curse because the curse is affecting something that is not before you now.
Is it phylactery?
Would it strike me as like a phylactery type of thing?
What's that?
Would it strike me as like a phylactery, like his phylactery is cursed or something?
So, I mean, if he was a lich or used a phylactery somehow, then yeah, maybe. But he's not normally a lich. He's a living mountain giant.
He's a living lich.
But if he had somehow bestowed part of his life force or part of his heart or part of, you know, part then somewhere else, and then it was there cursed, then that would make sense to what you're feeling. So both of you are fairly sure that geographically speaking, casting a remove curse here on him or on that which is affecting him is not going to be effective because it is not here.
The curse is not here.
So if I were to cast a locate object on the object that this curse is attached to, would I be able to glean anything from that?
Sure. So if you can, so first of all, you can cast a locate object on literally anything with a 3% chance. But that being said, you have a little bit more information than that. You know that this thing has to be somehow tied to him or part of him or something like that. And so you know you would expect a better chance than 3%. Yeah. But it's not going to be like, it's not going to be like an, if you were trying to find your, you know, Phil, like you lost Phil and then later we're trying to find it or something, because that would be like 80-90% chance.
You cast a spell, you're like, oh, wait, hey, it's just outside the room. Oh, here it is. It's this door stuff.
Oh, crap on your butts.
You can't hold this door open. You imparted part of his life force into his door stuff.
There it is.
Door doesn't. Door never die.
No. I wanted that.
This guy had little blue pieces of paper.
Hey, I was going to cast Detect Lie when we got here. I forgot. I specifically took it this morning. I knew it would have done this.
Okay. And just to be, by way of clarification, when they went back to the room to cast Remove Curse, did everyone go? Or did some people stay behind so they could be picked off?
I stayed behind.
No,
Adam and Zuri stayed behind? Okay.
Adam will also fall asleep.
Of what?
Adam will fall asleep.
I could have an hour of rest or 2 hours of rest.
Falling asleep by yourself in the room?
I will.
Okay. It would have gone.
Okay. Okay. So right now, Adam is the only person staying in the room by himself, and you know that this room is surrounded on every side by terrible, evil
Azuri,
things.
Azuri is staying in the room. Azuri will be sleeping Azuri for is. 4 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Very specific.
Let me see if that's enough time to kill Adam.
What?
Nope, he's still alive when you wake up.
Okay. Then I'll start meditating.
You wake up and I have a day.
What?
It's going to give you a 17d20 chance. Alright.
It's just gone.
Okay, so let's see. We're going to check for random encounters.
Thanks. This is important.
Okay, so you're in the room. You say you're resting, going to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. You got a pillow from somewhere off the back?
Yeah, I
know. Alright. Roll a d20 to see if you're actually asleep yet.
Just
and Zuri is meditating.
Five.
Okay, roll, you actually meditate, correct?
Yes.
Roll a d20 to see if you're meditating. Yeah, you reach a meditative state.
Nine.
What happened?
Is that too big to go on?
Just ate it?
A little bit.
Okay. Alright, so you have reached a light meditative state.
Okay.
In the room, you know that Adam is sleeping or going to sleep, and you know that there are constant strange sounds from around the room. They've been gone for maybe 6 or 7 minutes at most. All right. You cast to remove curses. You gain that information. Are we doing anything else?
Now we're going to bed.
Going back to go to bed?
Hey, this is what I found.
This is what I found.
Oh.
That kind of makes sense.
They both seem to back up what they said.
Any weird animals like an animal friendship?
You know, way back? Okay, Doctor?
Yep. Cast it before.
It may be wise of us to attempt to utilize a locate object, or at least have one or more in our failure.
Find this way back.
Substitute.
I don't know. I'll check.
Yeah, not animal friendship. Gonna run some spells.
Okay, there's something.
Oh boy, I'm going to look forward to casting Feign Death in the morning. I bet you there's tons of magic around here. Feign Death, 1 hour.
Time to die. Useless.
Just run into combat. Yeah. Right then, I'm going to combat right now. Well, right after my last save point.
Why are all of the spells I need for this particular situation third level?
I think the guy.
I never ever need third level spells.
Except today.
Yeah. Except today.
We're just a third level spell kind of adventure, though.
Great job.
I need to keep prayer in memory.
That's right? A good spell.
I know it doesn't do that, but it's funny.
There is a good spell.
So do I keep two remove curses in memory? Or replace my dispel magic with prayer. If I go down to one remove curse, thinking that I can get the remove curse in less than 2 tries with a prayer.
What does prayer do?
Prayer is a
dispel magic while going down into an archmage's magical
might want more of those.
Mountain could be useful, although he is an archmage. Yeah. So your chance is 5% to take out any magic that he crafted that was long term.
So how many nat 20s are you holding
a lot? Prayer is a it's like prayer in Pathfinder. It's the same thing. You get a +1 bonus on all of our attacks and save, and a -1 on all of our attacks and save. But there's no saving ability.
It's neat, but how long does it last?
Minutes.
That's probably one to replace with combat, obviously. Because that's something you're going to be casting during combat, but generally you don't.
I would actually probably cast it during the war.
If you know what's happening. I think utilitarian is more useful here. +1 bonus, -1.
Well, it's the saves that are actually more helpful than the attacks.
That or disabling a magical defense sword.
Right there.
Another shot at removing the curse that we got into here.
I'm only taking one teleport.
Okay, so I assume the group that went to the cave is going back, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so meanwhile, before you get back there, Azuri is meditating. Adam is trying to go to sleep. Okay? You're laying on the floor. What? Roll 46 versus wisdom.
Jeez. What is that? One fish.
4d6. 4d6. There's three of them. Need one more.
I think I should take 2 fireballs.
2 4s and 5 and a 2.
Probably not. What is your wisdom?
Yeah, maybe not.
You're closed areas.
Alright. So you are blissful, just nodding off, blissfully unaware of anything that might be going on in the room. Aaron, roll a d20. Looking for a particularly low number.
13.
Okay. So you also are blissfully unaware of whatever might be going on in the room.
But that just barely falls out of that. It's like.
Don't move the table. Okay. All right, so Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe is coming after Azuri or Adam. Even will be Azuri.
I have three versions.
It is Even.
The one that does, like,
okay.
Mass realization.
Aaron, roll again.
D20. Yeah, it's a purple version of it.
Six.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm going to send you a picture.
Giant with a room lid.
I don't think the one needs sending, right?
Probably not. I don't think the call for help or something.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Like sending those three is always a good
idea. Yeah. Okay, sending Aaron.
What?
You should have a picture on your phone.
Okay.
You open your eyes, sitting cross-legged on the floor. I'm going to assume your bow is in your lap. Does that sound right?
No, I don't have a bow.
No bow? Okay. Any weapon?
Scimitar.
Scimitar in your lap?
Third.
Or in
it? Probably. You could transfer up or down.
Okay. All right.
I'm breaking down.
You open your eyes and see that creature standing over top of you, and you're pretty sure what caused you to wake up is there's a sort of a wet sensation on your thigh, and you can smell like what smells like rotting flesh, and you can see that there's a long string about 10 inches of slobber that is hanging from the bottom of his lip, and he must have just like dripped on your leg, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And you may roll for surprise. You are surprised on a 1 to 3 instead of 1 to 2.
2.
You are surprised. Okay.
Don't die. We just brought you back.
So, item. Just one move item.
Okay. And so you basically, you come out of meditation, you are surprised, you gasp like, because he's in your face, and that's totally unexpected. Well, when you do that, he seems taken aback a bit himself. And so the first surprise segment passes with him like a bit in shock and trying to figure out what just happened. But then that still leaves you with one segment of surprise. Jason, roll 4d6 versus wisdom to see whether or not Adam wakes up at the gasp. It would be no.
2, 4, 6, and 2.
Nope, you're blissfully unaware. Okay. Right, and so in the one, he cannot coup de grace in a surprise segment because it's a full actions round, full rounds action, and because you're technically not moving, you're just not able to get an attack in.
That would be a full weapon efficiency.
They're a little bit overpowered. Okay, anyway, but nonetheless, he is attacking you with his axe. He will hit. For 10 points. And it hits you on the shoulder, and then as you're kind of, you were grabbing your sword and rolling to the right, it clips the top of your head as well, so it goes off your shoulder and off the top of your head, and then he's double-handed, raised over, standing over top of you as you're laying on your back, and he's bringing the axe down towards you, but you can roll initiative. This is a new round, no longer in surprise.
What is this thing? I thought it was just
okay. Initiative 6.
Scimitar, I don't know what the scimitar does, but it's a magical scimitar from the Bard language chapters that I was hinted may have something to do with maybe improve my speed. Is that right?
Okay. Yep. Are you proficient?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're in initiative 6. And you may roll to hit.
Not good.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view.
Before a nap, I was looking at the scroll market.
So without without magic of the sword, I hit AC. That.
Okay, that's a miss. He is returning fire with the axe. What is your current AC?
Three.
He'll miss. So there is, you know, clang, clang, clang in between the actual openings, and battle has ensued. Jason, roll 3d6 versus wisdom to see whether or not Adam wakes up, realizes there's not fighting in the room.
Four, two, or five.
Four, two, five, nine, it's 11. So exactly. So you wake up, you look across the room, and you see Missouri fighting that.
Okay.
He's the only other person in the room. He has a scimitar. It has an axe.
You gotta be kidding.
I will. I have my copesh. I usually get my copesh like placed next to me on the wall. So I'll grab it and I'll run over and I'll attack it.
Okay. So you jump to your feet, grab your copesh, and that pretty much is gonna. And run over there. That's pretty much gonna be your round. Aaron, after he attacked Azuri back with the. Axe, you get a second attack with the scimitar.
That's nice. That's a little bit better. It hit AC 3 before magic of the scimitar.
That is a hit.
Alright. And scimitar is D6, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. D6.
6. But 9.
What was your strike?
Yeah, 9 damage before
magic.
Nice. Okay. So he's slashed across the midsection, rips open his tunic, and guts and muscle are showing. He howls in agony. Okay. Adam rushes up and is there. And we have an initiative, all three of you.
Again.
Six again.
Vocalize.
Three.
That just means I don't have to use any material components for the spell.
Any vocal components.
Oh, I don't have to.
Unless you have a variant. The only, that's all it does. It makes it so you don't need any vocal components. Unless you have a variant. Vocalize. So, vocal components.
Oh, okay. Just from the name of the spell, I assumed it vocalized all my components.
Oh, no.
It was only vocal components.
Right. It replaces vocal components. So, like, if you're silence 15-foot radius, for example, you can still cast all your spells.
Does it require a verbal component? It's ironic.
I don't think so.
That would be some irony right there. Yeah, silence.
Also, you can cast spells in silence, which also is kind of a cool thing. So, but even then, if you could do it, if you did have a vocal component, you'd have to cast it first and then go get the full benefit.
Yeah.
Okay. Melee 9, 8, 7. Six. Okay, he has 6 as well. Scimitar.
That's your AC -3.
Okay, you hit, he hit as well.
8 points.
You're the thieves.
I'm moving the table.
I'm 8 points plus magic.
Okay. You hit him, he slams back against the wall and falls down in a bloody heap. But he did hit you. He lets go of the axe. And the axe is still stuck in your armor and partly in your shoulder, and you take 16 points.
Ow. Yes.
And he is dead. Adam, you may hit him if you wish, but it appears he is dead.
Up there, can we explain for the Ravens this year?
Okay.
Can we explain? I'm not meditating.
Ravens got there, Henry.
What'd you say?
He said, yes, I'm not meditating.
Yeah, that was fairly much exertion right there.
Yeah.
Although, technically, you could still do it. You just have to go to sleep for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. They have a nap jet.
That'll solve it.
Yeah, that'll solve it.
I was planning on using the extra 6 hours I was going to have to make a bow.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to bow stuff?
No.
You might be able to ask somebody here for a bow.
What kind of bow do you use?
Longbow.
I have a short bow.
All I can say is I know your pain, good sir. I know your pain.
Okay. So on the way back to Ipamel's chambers, two things of interest happen for the rest of you. So the first is a skunk roughly about 15 inches long and 6 inches high, is skulking along the corner of the hallway. So you have to stop, because everyone in their right mind knows that if you startle a skunk, you could get sprayed. So you stand and watch as it comes down the hallway toward you along the edge of the hall. And then when it gets to the corner, it's about 15 feet away, but it's definitely turning left away from where you're at.
Which is pointing its sprayer right at us.
Well, on a 90-degree angle. Okay?
The amount of prank second pool.
That's actually prime targeting location.
Is it? Nice. Okay.
Can I...
Okay, you're gonna animal friendship the skunk, or attempt to?
Please don't.
Okay, he stops. He looks at you, turns his head slightly, and he begins to walk over to you.
It's coming right for us.
Does everyone's like, what? Spread out, spread out, spread out.
I start casting.
Air effect.
Look at it. He's
casting. Yeah. He's spraying. He sprays a missile fire.
I look at him and go, now.
I'm sure he does.
Keep it in your pants. Let's go.
All right. So you have to keep him with you for the full hour to know whether or not he is animal friendships.
All right.
Okay. And after one full hour, if you are successful in keeping him with you, then he will be a friend.
Come on, buddy. Let's go.
If he failed to save.
Let's go snuggle.
All right. And so, yeah, he does stink a little bit around the rear end area. It's not terrible. It's not like he sprayed or anything, but
clean him up.
Yeah, he does stink a little bit. Okay. The other thing that is interesting is there are 6 large, bulky individuals. They appear to be human, but tall, like 6.5 feet, broad-shouldered, with axes, clearly muscular underneath their clothing. And they're wearing gray, all matching gray cloaks with hoods. And they are coming from the area of the door to Ibamel's room. At the point at which you go down the hallway, they turn. They were at the end of the hallway. They turn and they're walking directly at you as you're heading toward the door. And there's nowhere else that they could have been. There are no turnoffs. This is a straight hallway that leads to her barred door. But they don't seem... like they're not sweaty or they weren't doing anything. Not sure why they were down there.
She's with us, right?
Correct.
Say, do you know those guys?
No. I mean, there are lots of them around here, but no, I don't know them.
Jake in front.
Doesn't look like they've been in the room.
I do have my sword on.
Okay. Jake loosens his sword, but doesn't draw it. All right. So they go single file and intend to pass you in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Right. They walk past.
I got a secret weapon. They'll never see it coming.
Open your book. Ah!
Pocket spray!
You arrive back at the door to her room. She opens it, clears the glyph warding, and you enter. In the room, you see... a muscular, kind of bluish-skinned, 6.5-foot-tall individual in a tunic, only sandals, laying dead against the wall. And Azuri and Adam are here, and you guys are probably still awake, because it's only been like 2 minutes since you finished.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey. At a party?
What happened?
They kind of randomly attacked us. So we took into initiative and Azuri kind of killed him. I didn't wake up until the fight was halfway over. I
think you got the wrong room.
Jake says, it appears so. I say we throw him out the window. Or maybe hang him off the balcony as a warning.
Jake says this?
Yeah.
It's a little dark, brother.
Hey.
Yeah, I give it results.
You know,
went in the room, Lance.
Winnable Marsh, but I see your point.
Tactically, we must speak the language of the locals.
I do.
He's dead anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right, so hang him off the balcony.
Okay.
So people can see he's dead.
I guess hang him off the balcony then. Yeah, all right. I got rope use.
Okay, so you've got him hanging off the balcony, and she's going to place the second glyph of warding on the balcony since you, once you tell her that's how he came in, because you're pretty sure that's how he came in, because the door was still shut.
Yeah.
Also, Jake will say, pretty sure those guys outside were probably with him, and he was supposed to let them in. So that means there are still a half dozen of them out there that are wanting to get in here.
I want to meet our group of work. I'll position the scum next to the scum.
This is why we have a guard.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're scroungers. They're like, they'll eat anything. Yeah.
I'll do a good berry and I'll lay it right next to the door.
Okay. Well, he has to stay with you within a few feet for the hour. So if he's by the door, you have to be by the door.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay. Make a saving throw versus spell, constitution bonus applies.
Dinks. Oh, wait, we know.
I know.
Okay. So by the end of the hour, your sense of smell has been adversely affected.
Oh, it's like being real life.
So you'll be slightly less astute in smelling things for a while.
Fresh pay.
I hate to tell you, but your friend stinks.
Hey, hey. Long had our bad days, okay? He didn't mean it, Sylvester.
Okay. All right, now we're picking up the pace. The nap, which now apparently includes Azuri.
How much meditation did I get?
Not much. No. 10 minutes.
I just hope if we save Ogrim that he'll train me. It's like, get my level.
Oh my goodness.
Let's sounds play risky. Something else so I can finish off.
Risky?
Yeah, centaur. Like, you train by him and you're making great progress and then you mispronounce a rune and you rip your head off by, you know, just to literally rip your head off to show you that you were wrong or something. That'd be terrible.
That's not in the contract.
Goes,
I'll make sure I put the no death clause in there.
There he goes. Resurrection. All right, let's continue the training.
No, you're still adept. It's violates the contract.
Violates the contract. Okay? All right. So, nap with Jake watching, then sleeping after the nap, and meditation and memorization. And I'll check and see if there are any more interferences.
I'm breaking a fifth down.
Okay, so the only thing interesting that happens for hours is several hours into Xavier watching everyone, you see you're in the area of the balcony and you know the keywords. You can actually walk on the balcony if you choose to, but you've not been going all the way out because then you could be exposed to like archery or dragon breath or something like that. But you can step in the doorway and look over the edge of that balcony and you see down amongst the crowds, because there are crowds all around Ogrim's Mountain and in every direction, like camp, tents, people training with weapons, several dragons, giants, military units. There's a wall, and the city goes on beyond the wall. I mean, it's a huge, sprawling metropolis. But
all inside this mountain?
No, outside.
Oh, outside.
All around the mountain. And as you look out there, you see probably about like a half mile away from the mountain and off by like the 1 o'clock, basically from looking straight out, it's over here. You see what appears to be some kind of a magical battle take place. And there's what looks to be a fireball. There's some flashes of light, like electricity or lightning or something. There's a crumbling of the ground area and like four buildings fall down and a huge sinkhole sinks part of the street. And then the battle ends as four huge, look like probably 100 yards across meteors rocket down on that area. And as they get down small, they're very small, like 30 yards across. And they go, and it goes up in the air, like 50 yards of flame straight up in the air. And then everything in about probably 50 yards in every direction, all the buildings, every innocent to everybody that's in the area is leveled. Just rubbled. And then it's quiet, and then you see people kind of filtering into the area and picking through the rubble and the remains and start to clean up the mess, basically. Like looters.
Wow.
But it doesn't seem to, it doesn't really affect you, but you realize that there is some very powerful individuals and considerable instability in the society below.
Am I able to check the scroll market before I go to bed?
Sure. Before you what?
Before we go to the map.
You can, depends on, I mean, you just want to do it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Because everybody will be waiting and then you'll have less time to memorize spells afterwards.
What?
Oh, you don't need that. They're going to hand me something. I don't know. Yeah, they're going to hand me something. Okay.
Just in case there's something I'm going to need.
Well, yeah, it also would have to be ending.
Yeah, I know.
Sometime.
Like in the next hour.
I mean, you could set a buy order for while you're memorizing, and then once you get it before you need to memorize it. You know?
True.
So you could kind of squeeze it in. Okay. Yep, this will work. Okay.
Sorry, just launched down.
Nope. Okay. So when you pull it up, there is a sixth level disintegrate spell, and it is selling for 8,400 gold.
How long left?
It is due to end in 4 hours, so it would be during memorization theoretically.
Okay. In my estimation, how much could I expect for something like that to go for? Like, I mean, being over generous.
It's a pretty powerful spell, and it's pretty popular. So, expecting a one kill or destroy an item or things like that. So, at sixth level, maybe 10 to 12,000.
So I can't, do I set, I can't remember, do I set a high price? And that's what I'm willing to go up to?
Yep.
It's kind of like eBay?
Yeah. Like, so you set a price and a time. And it'll basically auto bid for you up to, as long as somebody keeps bidding, it'll outbid them. It usually does it by 100 gold. So like if they bid 1,500, it'll go 1,600. If they bid 5,500, it'll go 5,600. And that'll just keep going up until somebody's not willing to pay that price anymore.
Okay.
Okay, but there are a couple of other spells on there that are potentially of interest as well. Okay.
I'll take a look at that first.
So there's a third level spell, which is...
What is this spell to have, though, just so you can write it?
Hold person.
It's somewhere back in this game. It's big.
Hold person. I already have hold person.
And you get one thing or you just want to write it.
Okay, so the hold person is a variant, and it is personally delivered. So basically, you cast the hold person on a warrior in your party previous to combat, and then when they strike somebody with their primary weapon, the hold person is delivered by touch.
That is dope.
It has a limited number of rounds. It's implied it's equal to your level. That it will remain on the person that you cast it on to carry it, basically. And the person that is attacked by the whole person gets a saving throw, but it's at a substantial disadvantage.
Because it's only targeting one person.
Well, and because it's delivered by touch. But it's delivered by touch of weapon. It's implied that if they deliver by touch of hand, that the disadvantage would be so complete as to basically be no saving throw.
Wow.
Ooh, Red needs that.
Okay. How much did that go
for? So that is selling for 3,700 right now, which is kind of low. Not terrible low, but it's kind of low. And it is due to end in 6 hours.
Okay.
And then the last one. Ooh, it's a doozy. Potentially. Okay. Huh. That's a good one. Volley.
Volley.
Seventh level spell, volley.
Wow.
And it is.
Where were all these great results before?
Currently, well, it's random, so.
Yeah.
Currently selling for 12,300. So basically, you know what Volley does, it turns back any spell that targets you on the caster.
Release as a reaction.
Turns it back. It has to be something targeted, not just something where the area of effect does. It's got to be something targeted you.
High level.
And then they, and that Volley battle begins where they make their save, they can send it back to you, but then you can save and send it back to them and just go back forth until somebody fails. But you can potentially still be hit by it, but the first Volley is automatic.
So, it'd be nice to have a 7th level spell that I can transfer stuff into, because I don't have any 7th level spells. I'm never going to. It's going to be a long time before I get 7th level spells, like 2 levels from now.
Well, it can be cast as a scroll, but that's a really expensive scroll.
Unless you're writing it.
Yeah, so
I mean, you can write it.
I'm more worried about
spells you can't
is
read.
Is that all of them?
Yes, that's all the ones that are going to end in the time frame you need.
Continually write.
Unless something comes up in the next few hours.
Well, I have to memorize. That's dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah, the right spell has built-in negatives for any spells that you can't cast, too. It's actually in the description.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it makes it much more dangerous.
It says you can cast up to a spell, or you can write a spell that's up to 3 levels higher than what you can cast.
Right, but I think it says something like the detriment of it. For spells that are above your level or harder or something. It's a penalty of some kind.
Well, anyways, I'm just going for the disintegrate and the whole person.
Okay. All right, so do you have coin amount limits that you want to try to do?
Yeah, the disintegrate, I'll do a cap of 20,000. And the whole person variant, I'll do a cap of, it's at 12 right now? No, that was like a 7.
Right. The one at 12 is the
7.
It was at 8,000.
8,300,
I think. 8,300? I thought it
should have been
7,000.
Might have been
70. Anyways, I'll set a cap of that up to 15,000.
Okay.
No, not 15,000. That's too much, right?
I mean, too much. It's a lot.
We'll do 12,000 max.
I mean, if you set it at 15,000, if it goes for 12,000, we're going to buy it for 12,000. So, you know what I mean? It just depends on. If you go like, well, I paid 15,000, I feel like I got ripped off, then that would be too much. Okay, I'm going to check and see if anything's going to come up in the next period of time that might be pertinent.
So that's what, 32,000 total that I'm setting aside?
And yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
But it doesn't cost you nothing if you don't buy it. So.
Right, if I lose. I got 37,000 total in my account. In my Little Moon and my.
Okay, when you go back in later to check and see whether or not you won, there's also that came in short duration. There's a protection from cantrips, the 2nd level spell. And it has a variant on it where it can be cast in advance and it will cast automatically if someone casts a cantrip at you. Or it will protect you from a single 1st level spell one time and dissipate.
Wow.
That's good protection.
Good
magic missile. Whatever. Yeah. And it is when it comes out, it's or when you see it, which is not long after it comes out, it's already selling for 2,500 gold. but it's due to end in an hour.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
So I'm at 32,000, what I set aside, right? I'll put it at 3,500 now.
All right. Okay.
So that's
35,500.
Okay.
All right. So the disintegrate.
Sell my hotcakes. These disintegrates.
They will be if I get a hold of it. Memorize, right? Memorize.
Okay. So the disintegrate goes to you at 17,000.
Sweet.
We're going to be seeing a lot more disintegrates. You start putting that on the market.
So 17.
Okay. The whole person?
I'm at 20,000.
Yeah, these are too many. Sure. I keep dispelling the game.
Unfortunately, I can't memorize it yet. Because
the whole person goes to you at 9,400.
So 9,400.
So that's 26,300 so far. 26,400 so far.
20,143. How much did you say it went for? I'm sorry?
9,400.
You're at 10,743 now.
Left? Yeah, okay. And then the protection from cantrips. Does not go to you.
Oh yeah,
really?
No, nope. It goes to another mage at 4,400.
Wow, that's nice.
Okay,
just what you're meant to be, boys.
I'm talking about your disintegrate. That has been very important. We're getting disintegrate. 4,400 for protector.
Yeah, I'm gonna find
it's a variant that while it stays on you until someone casts a cantrip on you or its duration. And then if someone targets a first level spell at you during that time, the spell is canceled and it cancels the first level spell.
Oh, so
basically it's proof versus one magic missile. One
we do it
kind of. Yeah, okay, first, I see the value there. That's the ultimate counter to Brunson.
To anybody that's relying on magic missile.
I mean, him and specifically, his attempts and instant speed. He's still a normal mage outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it definitely takes away one of his.
Mages who are prepared and worth their salt bring minor globe anyway. So that takes care of first through third level spells.
They do what?
They come into combat with minor globe, which takes care of first to third level spells.
Yeah, I need to be alive.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a third level spell that takes out first or third level spells. You can't be affected by them. Yeah.
It's
called minor globe of invulnerability.
That's nuts.
Globe of invulnerability goes to fourth.
Oh,
you mean the level of the spell?
Yeah, you said it's fifth level.
Globe of invulnerability is fifth level.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's fourth and fifth. I think I said third, but it's fourth and fifth.
Yeah, we dealt with one of those. There's
a third that gets rid of first and third.
Yeah, fourth level minor globe.
Yeah.
Fifth level globe, right? No, sixth level globe. Globe is sixth.
Six and then five. Oh. That's
four and six or five and six?
Four and six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
why archmages don't normally get hit by magic missiles.
Because Ren tried to pull monster hands. Yeah, that saved him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Okay. The nap goes off then without a hitch. The skunk is animal friendshiped. No additional attacks in the room. Xavier observed a magic battle downstairs that seemed to include some very powerful magics.
When I saw that, did any of it play?
Other than the fact that it was very powerful to be used under those circumstances, no. It looked like magic.
Can I roll to see if I know these spells?
Sure.
Disintegrate. Not a problem, 35. And
Old person.
A person, thank you. 46, no problem.
No problem. The arsenal has been further loaded. Okay. So then it is the druidic spells rotated. Are we doing that? Jason, pass.
I'm not rotating. I'm just.
And I need a pencil if you don't want me to do this in pen. Because I lost my pencil.
I have 2/3, 5/5, 5/5. I erased them.
2/5/5.
The old person variant, that's still third level, right?
Correct.
Okay.
After perusing it and now that you know it, there are two stipulations.
Oh.
So we're not in the description of the spell. The first of which is the individual to carry the hold person must have previously been held.
Must have what?
Previously been held by an opponent.
Oh.
You can't do it yourself.
Gotcha.
It doesn't have to be that day or anything. Sometime in the past, they have to have been affected by a hold person spell themselves.
Have you ever been affected by a hold person? I begin casting.
Has to be cast by an enemy.
Ah.
Theon has.
Man.
J-Cast.
I overpaid.
J-Cast.
Theon and J-Cast.
Yeah, but Jake won't want to use it.
I'm not sure.
Like, oh, wait, it'll totally incapacitate the opponent that I'm fighting? That's not fair.
Theon.
No, you don't have to tell him in advance. You don't have to tell him in advance what you're up to.
You're just going to assassinate him anyway. So.
Roll for
something initiative. Survived that. Few things, but some things do.
If something survived that, it's probably going to make your thing.
Also, it's a nice thing to have going in combat in case I get locked in one on the combo. I'm not going to. It's very good to see you assassinate a dragon. Most of us are going to have a hard time believing anything will survive it. I'm just
scared. Again, like, it's going to make it safe if it survived your backstab.
The honors are our last stone skin.
Yes. But I mean, he has more health than most of the party.
He's on the upper half.
You forgot to erase your hours of rest.
Oh, I thought I got him.
Oh, maybe they don't erase. It's a very hard to erase pencil. Looks like a pencil. Oh, yeah.
It's a pen.
1, 2, 3.
Now I'm very careful to make sure he uses a pencil, not a pen, in my spell sheet. Well, I'll have to make a new spell sheet.
I just write around the pen.
Yeah, one can only write around a pen for so long because one only has so much paper strips. God made erasers for a reason.
Start using a pencil from there.
If I were playing a druid, I'd be changing my sheets all the time, so I wouldn't care. I'd be like, rewrite my sheets constantly.
Yeah,
or make them electronic.
If I was playing a druid, I would be using,
something electronic?
Yeah. There's no way.
These mage spells are electronic.
I'm all paper and lemon.
Well, Dorkian's spells change a lot, so I figured I should start off from there.
Right now I can do Ryan from memory. Because he doesn't have much stuff.
Yeah, I can do Chiron spells from memory.
I can do Ryan spells from memory. That's so easy.
I memorize for 2 seconds. Swing sword.
He doesn't have anything. Literally. It's also a great shot. He has a proficiency. That's a good one. You never know when you need to slip a little something, something, to sell it
smoothly,
you know?
Yeah.
He's got
sneaking into events as a shit.
One of his, here, and he disguise himself, and one of his
enemies forget to leave
back. He can all our tablets and himself.
How do you spell guaranteed?
G-U-A-R-E-A-T-E-D.
You know what?
I think it's R-U. What?
R-U-A-N-T.
It does have a word.
I can never spell it.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-Y.
G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-N.
T-E.
I thought it was two E's.
No, I said A-N.
Two E's.
G-U.
Anyway, it doesn't matter now.
No.
N-T-E. G-U.
You're so funny.
A-R.
A-N-T.
Okay, you said N-T. A-N-T.
E.
Two E's? Oh, I spelled it right. Thanks.
G-U-A. Grant. E. E.
Guar-N-T.
Guar-N-T. Or that'd be two T's.
Almost Grant.
Grant. E.
Yeah. Almost guaranteed.
Is that a D?
With a touch. There. So I said, cast on a friend and they deliver in melee hefty negative and almost guaranteed with a touch. That sound right?
Yes. And the other stipulation is you have to actually touch your friend. It's not ranged.
Gross.
So put it on them.
Range.
What's the duration?
Touch.
But it stays on there. One round per level. You put it on your friend for one round per level. One, two, three, four, five.
Duration.
One, two.
Five, two.
One, got it. Just through third level, right? Just through third level.
Yeah. I'm not quite at fourth level yet. I'll get there though. I never cast that spell, or that spell. Yeah. I don't like the implication that nature's giving me that spell.
Got you. Check your, second level, down toward the bottom.
So, there's that, and there's that. I mean, we're getting here, Drow, it makes sense. And that. There's that.
So I have these that. In time to there's memorize that. Them, cast them, or memorize them.
Oh, yes.
No. Not the six. I can't use six. I guess I can transfer up to it, but it's not working.
Okay. Spell's good.
Yep.
Meeting them in the morning. Well, so, yes. Morning. Is it morning? It's not, actually. It's like middle of the night. Meeting them in the middle of the night?
It takes me an hour to craft the crude bow, which I'm going to do.
Okay, did you want to check first and see if there was something in the vicinity?
Oh, I have my pencil.
Or are you just going to make one for yourself? Either way, it's fine.
I mean, yeah, if there's something available, but I don't want to go wandering.
No. So if we already figured out wandering could be bad.
I'm sure that I could okay. Twice
in so you asked Eva Mel,
yeah.
And she said, oh, should be fine. And do you need a longbow, a short bow, a long composite bow, a short composite bow?
Efficiency is different for the composite.
Yeah.
Yes.
Human has one item.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just normal longbow. I don't know.
Okay, a normal longbow. So you need a normal longbow.
Sure. I think it's normal.
Okay. So yes, she can get you a normal longbow, or you can craft one. Either way, your choice. Or both. Possibly. Might not be a bad idea considering how this has been going lately.
Yeah.
And
we need to get time for to spend the 9 days and craft one that gives me my strength bonus.
I hear you. Okay, so I'll check and see if there's what you can get one made for strength just to give you a 15% chance. Nope. However, I think she does. The one that she does get you is, she tells you that it is magical in nature, and it will give a bonus to hit and damage, and that bonus will be slightly better versus larger than man-sized creatures.
That's nice.
Beyond that, you'll have to figure it out.
Bow of giant sling. I'm surprised over a blend on the premises.
To him, all bows are bows of giant slaying.
Right now, especially.
We don't have any idea what we might be going up against.
Dark layers of under-civilization
Dimu,
led by Skropal, who might be a sinister evil.
So, Dimu will mention that nature...
Follower of Loki.
Nature has given him...
That's about what you know.
A lot of things that resolve around poison
traps
and disease.
traps magic. Yeah, there you go. So he says lots of poison and disease.
Well, yeah, but he's getting those in the same time I'm getting mine. So.
Well, but sooner because
mine's 5 hours.
Yeah, so he's done at the 6 hour mark. So the last roughly 4 hours, you could have that insight if you want.
So I got a cure disease, I got a slow poison, and an attack poison.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
So I feel like
they definitely talked about traps. They talked about infiltrating his like treasure hoard. They talked about layers of society of different like races.
My only question is, I love this new home person variant, but it's only good for one target. So you think it's worth taking another one or not? I'm breaking down a fifth into a third and two birds.
I think fighting mass might be better for you because we have plenty of take out one guy really hard. We have a lot of that as a party. But we don't have a lot of take out a lot of guys kind of stuff.
But we'll be take that Halen's bow, but it just gives everybody a plus one to hit damage.
Particularly useful in like drawn out.
Is Halen's bow stacked with magic weapons?
Yeah, it's stacked with magic.
Your Nocturne might be useful.
It would last a long time, so that would be good. Nocturne could be pretty good.
What's the duration on it?
Duration is doesn't start until they use the bow. It's an 8 hour duration, but it's one round per level after you start. You can break it up. So if your combat lasts for 3 rounds, it only counts for 3 rounds out of the 9 that you get during the 8 hour period.
And the 8 hours doesn't start counting until the first time they use it? Or the 8 minutes doesn't start counting?
No, it lasts for 8 hours from time of casting until the end.
Okay.
Any time in the 8 hours, they have 9 individual rounds.
Of 9 rounds worth of you've done it before, I remember.
Yeah. Well, that means probably 2 combats.
Yeah.
Or 1 very drawn out combat, which could be a lot of hits and damage.
Might be worth it now that people are getting like. Problem is, our factos are getting to the point where plus one to hit really doesn't matter too much.
No, but plus one to damage, that could be like, so if it's 9 rounds and say 5 people hit, which they would hit with or without the plus one, so that's negligible, it's 45 extra points of damage. Which you can't even roll that on a fireball. I mean, you could maybe, but it's very unlikely.
All right, let's get a combat in so I can identify the scimitar and level up real quick.
Step outside. There's
you can go out and find anybody you want, yeah.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.